In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some live their lives on an emotional range spanning 47 to 53, neither highs nor lows, neither mountains nor valleys. Others are more mercurial. They spike in the 80s and 90s and drop down to the 10s and 20s. For them, life's a roller coaster, and for that, our friend Lily would say there's Prozac. But really, it takes all types. There are times for dancing and playing the flute, and times for dirges and mourning. What then shall we say of our friend Jeremiah the prophet? Well, he was no fly-by-night preacher, depending on charisma. He wasn't born yesterday, nor were his credentials mail order or store-bought. He had been chosen by the Lord, even destined for his work. In that sense, Jeremiah was grounded. He took the long view. Our Lord promised to make Jeremiah a fortified city, an iron pillar. As he considers his own calling, Jeremiah says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations.'" The words are powerful for those of us who promote life and for those of us who preach. And those two categories should be perfectly concentric circles. Our Lord knows us, has always known us. The Lord that has called us to this ministry is the Lord who formed us in the womb. It's a truth worth mulling over, pondering in our heart. But we must do more than ponder. We must speak day after day, never becoming weary in the doing of good. I have a friend who works tirelessly in the pro-life movement, and I ask her how she does it when the victories are few and when so many would rather not listen to what we have to say. And she simply says, "Get up, dress up, show up." That's good advice. And that's what our Lord said to Jeremiah as well. Looking out at the landscape of Jerusalem and Judah, our Lord asked Jeremiah, "What do you see?" And Jeremiah answered, "A boiling pot." What are we to do when the pot is boiling, when the pressure cooker is about to blow? Our Lord says, "Dress yourself up for work. Arise and say to them everything I command you. Granted, it won't be easy. There will be highs and lows. For the same Jeremiah who knew that the Lord had fashioned him in the womb would later cry out, "Cursed be the day in which I was born, the day my mother bore me. Let it not be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father. A son is born to you, making him very glad. Let that man be like the cities that our Lord overthrew without pity. Let him hear a cry in the morning and an alarm at noon, because he did not kill me in the womb. So my mother would have been my grave, and her womb forever great. Why did I come out from the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame?" Wow. How can we make sense of this? How can we bless the Lord who formed us in the womb and curse the day we were born? If Jeremiah had lived today, had tweeted or posted such thoughts, he'd have Hades to pay. Talk about unstable. But I think most pastors know what Jeremiah is talking about, at least those who aspire to be prophets, to be faithful. We share a calling that we both love and hate. It's a mantle we wear proudly and would just as soon toss aside. If we do our job, we become a laughingstock all the day. Ignorance is bliss and silence is golden. Let others stand in the line of fire. Let others take the flak. And that's why so many a bureaucrat, so many a social and political climber shirks his duty, content to leave well enough alone, exercising what he pretends to be, prudence and caution. But not with us. We have no choice. With Jeremiah, we begin to say, "I will not mention him or speak any more in his name." But then there comes upon us a holy indigestion. "There is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones. For we preachers are boiling pots, pressure cookers. Like old faithful, our waters cannot long remain underground. So why do we continue to speak for the unborn? Good question. But the answer is, at its heart, how could we not? Not with the lives of 60 million children snuffed out, even as our Lord was forming them in the womb. Not when I know that the Lord himself lived in the womb of Mary, that he might redeem your life and mine. And so we get up, and we put on the collar, and we get in the pulpit. And we march in the streets and speak in the public square, all of us together, as we will at the pro-life march right here in Fort Wayne on Saturday, January 20th. And when we have said what we have to say, when we work our way through the bitter shell, we find that the kernel is sweet. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over the nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Yes, to build and to plant. That's the business we're in. Each of us a Nehemiah, building upon the foundation of Christ who wishes to make himself known to the nations. Each of us an apostle scattering seeds in the field. And perhaps like Jeremiah, there will be some days you wish you had never been born. And like our Lord himself, you may curse a few fig trees along the way. But then you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Yes, there is a voice in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children, and she refuses to be comforted. And you shouldn't try. Instead, you should join in her weeping. But comfort is coming. There is hope for your future, declares the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country. For with Jeremiah we proclaim a new covenant, a testimony in the blood of Jesus, who ran the gauntlet of our curse and cursing, and comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Amen.